Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Our guy, Georgie. Follow him on social media, Georgie Music, Georgmuzik. He does our 3 o'clock hour theme song. I like the way it sounds. I like the vibe. We met that dude at our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event, which was like a month or two ago. Tonight will be round two of the NBA draft. Tomorrow is the NHL draft. We should probably tomorrow play the Randy Moeller draft day story, which happens to be a great story from Randy Moeller, but him being drafted in the first round of the NHL draft. I think he was drafted by the Quebec Nordiques, right?
Yeah, I want to say yes, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
I feel like it was the Quebec Nordiques. So that's the conversation.
Was it Quebec? Quebec Nordiques.
Yeah.
Or the Nordique, as they say.
Nobody says that. It's the Nordiques.
Huh. Sure. It's French.
Were you around when the Nordiques were around?
No, but I did go. I told you I went to Montreal and I loved it. And there was Nordiques or Nordique merch.
There's everywhere. No Nordique. There's no Nordique. It's not Spanish. It's French. It's Nordique.
Nordique.
No, you just gave it a Spanish accent.
Again. Oh, okay. All right, my bad. no, yeah, there was Nordique merch everywhere. So I'm familiar with their logo. Like, I'm familiar with the history of the team.
We had a funny text from our boss, Len. He said, if I just fell off the moon and heard all this Matt Mervis talk, I would think he's the second coming of Babe Ruth. Well, I hate to tell you, Len, he could be if they didn't shadow ban him from the Marlins. I mean, that's the whole point of this thing. I mean, this dude was the next coming of Babe Ruth, and shadow banned him. I don't know for what reason.
Crazy.
A shadow banned. So a couple other grades from the Heat selection of Kasparis Jakučionis. We read you Yahoo Sports gave him a D+. ESPN had him in the category of biggest winners, the Heat. NBC Sports gave him an A-. This high grade is based on the fact that this is a quality pickup this late in the first round. The Lithuanian who came to Illinois via FC Barcelona is a strong floor general who understands how to run an offense and is a creative passer. He averaged 15.6 points, 5.6 rebounds, 4.8 assists a game last season. He slipped down draft boards after a rough Big Ten season with concerns about his shot and defense. That said, coming off the bench as a secondary shot creator alongside players like Tyler Hero, he could find a role where he thrives. CBS Sports also gives him an A. I understand the concerns. His skill and his basketball acumen are his best assets. He has good size, skill, and processing instincts. However, he didn't shoot the three particularly well, and he had a high turnover rate. I understand why people are nervous, but you just put a chip on this guy's shoulder and sent him to the Miami Heat. Yeah. This is terrific value. If you're a Heat fan, you are ecstatic about this. They're rebuilding without bottoming out. They're not interested in tanking. One other review from Sports Illustrated. They give the pick an A. Jakučionis had a fairly wide range entering draft night and ends up falling from the lottery all the way to number 20, but lands in a fairly good situation in Miami. Miami's highly competitive environment is a strong fit for Jakučionis, whom Illinois head coach Brad Underwood has raved about his work ethic. He has drawn comparisons to Austin Reeves and could fit well next to a high-usage scoring guard like Tyler Hero. There could be a path to early minutes here. The path away from early minutes is the fact that he's playing for the Heat and Eric Spoelstra. But there is a path there for early minutes for Jakučionis. Now, I read you earlier the D+, which K came from, who was it?
Kevin O'Connor. Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports, yeah.
Now, I saw Tito Banach tweet out that Kevin O'Connor had him in his mock going 14, but then in the recap talked about there's a reason that he's available this late.
Yeah, told you. He's a heat attractor. Listen, man, it works for him. You know, big Boston guy, big Celtics guy, whatever, bro. You know, lean into your bit, I guess. But I'll tell you, another big Boston guy, Bill Simmons, when Yakuchonis fell to the Miami Heat, he was outraged. And he was tweeting about, of course, the Miami Heat get this guy. Like, he thought the Heat got a steal for the value of the 20th overall pick with Kasperis. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really trust Kevin O'Connor. I just don't.
Well, I look, it's like Olympic scoring. You get rid of the bottom score, the top score, and then you try to figure out where most of the normal scoring is. Mm-hmm. There's one outlier in there. It's the D plus. I haven't seen. Let me see. I had one
other. The thing is, like, the criticisms are, you just read some of them. He has turnover issues. His 3-point shooting wasn't excellent. So the criticisms Kevin O'Connor outlines, they're fair criticisms. They're fair questions. That's why he wasn't a top five pick, because of those things. But to go from everybody saying big steal, great value at 20, the Heat, you know, deserve an A, a B, a B plus, whatever, to D, I mean, get out of here, Kevin O'Connor, with a D. Get out of here with that.
Now, Solana and Tobin and Tommy Tighe, they had Kasperis Yakuchonis on the draft show last night after he was drafted. We're going to listen to that this hour. It's only like 4 or 5 minutes, but how was he when he joined you? I listened to it, so I know what I think. What did you think?
Well, first of all, we did have to wait a lot while for this guy to come on.
I was trying to get there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe we should play that.
We didn't end up playing it yesterday, so
I know. Maybe we should play both of those in the next segment. Maybe we should play the actual Yakuchonis interview and then also the segment leading up to the Jaime Jaquez Jr. interview from a couple of years ago.
Right. I thought he was cool. You know, just pretty much straight to the point. Didn't say anything like fascinating. I thought, you know, he told Tobin he loved watching LeBron and he loved watching Luka. That to me, you know, I resonate with that. The fact that he's watching LeBron James, didn't seem to know too much about the Miami Heat organization. But, bro, seems to be a kid that wants to live in the gym, has already played professional basketball overseas. And the fact that he embraced Spanish, you know, I buy into that big time. So I don't know. That dude's cool. Seems like a good dude. 18, right, well, huh? He's 18.
Everybody will get a chance to hear it. We'll do that in the next segment. Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On Sonata on Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Cooper Flagg looked nervous yesterday. And mind you, Hawk, I was watching the broadcast with no audio. They had it up at the event yesterday at Kaseya Center, which was awesome, I should mention. Like, if you're a Heat fan.
Yeah, how was it? Was it highly attended?
Yeah, I would say it was a good amount of people. A really good amount of people. I think they capped it at a certain number of people. You had to RSVP. And kind of book your way in. But I'd say there was a decent amount of people, and it was cool. They had both courts, the vice court and the normal court, half court, set up. You could take shots. They had, like, activations everywhere to take pictures. And then, you know, like, Eric Reed, Alonzo Mourning, Glenn Rice, Mike B, Bernie, like, all the members of the organization are just walking around. So there was photo opportunities everywhere. It was
Uptown
a cool
Dale.
Event. Uptown Dale was there, of course.
Jason Jackson?
Jax was not there. No Jax.
Amy Audibert?
No Amy. She's up in Canada.
Tommy Tighe make his way around publicly, or he just stayed at the broadcast area?
Tommy Tighe just hung out at the broadcast area.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun, though. Genuinely, it was a good time.
Taquito stand open?
No, but popcorn stand was out there.
Hmm.
They have the great popcorn at the Kaseya Center, Hawk.
They really do.
Yeah. Yeah, Cooper Flagg looked nervous to me. I don't know if he did with you.
I watched the interview. He didn't seem nervous to me. Just the way he appeared on screen.
He was, at one point, he was like checking his pit stains right before they were going to call his name. I don't know. Just seemed a little fidgety to me.
By the way, I told you that guy that was drafted by Toronto, and he said the F word, like stood up, and he kind of just went, and it went viral. He said that he was just like exclaiming relief at being drafted, that Toronto has a great history, and he's excited to be there, and people are taking it incorrectly.
Okay. Is that how it looked? I didn't see that video. Is that how it looked?
No, but when I hear the explanation, I can understand that, I guess.
Is your son hyped up with who the Bulls drafted with the 12th overall pick?
I don't know who they took, and he's up in Tampa, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
Noah Esenge is who the Chicago Bulls drafted.
What's his story?
He's French.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it could be Noah Esenge. I don't know.
Did you really think it was the Quebec Nordiques?
Yeah. Still not sure it isn't.
You remember the Quebec Nordiques, Jimmy?
No.
You don't?
Well, I remember it like in the video games, the Mario Lemieux hockey game on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
That's the last time I
When did the heard when did it. The Nordiques dissolve or move? Who did they become?
Let's see.
Bet no one expected this topic today.
They're the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, wow. When did that happen?
1995.
Wow. And when were you born?
94.
Oh, so you got to exist in a world where there was the Quebec Nordiques.
1 year, yeah. Great year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, 94 to 95, great year. Great year for hockey, too.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah. What was it that Moeller told us when he was drafted that he had never eaten Caesar salad?
It was like he'd never eaten a Caesar salad because he's from a real, they call him Red Deer because his town of Red Deer in Canada is a tiny place. Yeah. Now he's in the draft, which is in New York City, and like his agent, the team are taking him out to dinner, and like he had never had a Caesar salad before.
Hawk, I am right now, like I'm just on this Caesar salad kick. I know that sounds weird, but I can't stop eating chicken Caesar salad wraps. I've had one like 7 straight days.
You have to come up to Boca and have the chicken Caesar wrap.
I'm over it.
Six. V1. Six coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen the chicken Caesar wrap at Six?
No, I have not.
It is completely viral. You're poo-pooing it. And I'm telling you, Lori and I.
I'm not poo-pooing it.
Lori and I go to Six. It's on Federal? Yeah, it's on Federal in Boca, right next to just south of Camino Real. Place is called Six, V1. The Roman numeral Six.
Oh, I hate that.
Their chicken Caesar wrap is one of the best things you will ever eat in your life. I like a Caesar salad. I happen to love a Caesar wrap as well. Six coffee. I'm telling you, when you and Valentina want to come up to Boca, we're going right to Six. Are you looking it up?
I'm trying to, but I'm having troubles with the Roman numerals. All right, send it to me. Bro, I'm telling you, like I watched a video, I don't know, 2 weeks ago of a chicken Caesar salad wrap. I'm like, man, I haven't had that in a while. So I stop at Pollo Tropical, and I get a chicken Caesar salad wrap. And it was just, it was delicious. So now I'm everywhere I'm going, I bought Caesar salad. So I've been making chicken Caesar salad wraps at my house. I was at a restaurant the other day, I ordered a chicken Caesar salad wrap. I am.
Look at that. That's the chicken Caesar wrap at six. Oh, that looks good.
And they chop up the salad like real nice.
I love a chopped salad.
Yes. Yes.
Jimmy, would you ever eat a chicken Caesar wrap? You strike me as the kind of person who would not.
You are correct. I would not eat that.
All right. Well, you are not welcome to join us at six.
You wouldn't eat chicken Caesar salad?
You know what he eats. He eats a dry hot dog with no ketchup. What'd you have for lunch today, Jimmy?
I had hard-boiled eggs and pancake.
Thank God I'm not in studio today.
So many questions. So is this like a frozen pancake?
No.
Like where, like you fired up batter? Like how'd you make the pancake?
I didn't make the pancake.
Who made the pancake?
My mom.
But did you ask her, like, hey, I want you to make me pancakes?
No, she just made it.
For lunch?
Well, it was 11 o'clock, so gotcha. Yeah, like a late breakfast, early lunch kind of
brunch.
Thing.
It was a brunch.
She made the batter, or she got like the pour batter, you know, like the where
quick,
you pour it out
quick
of the
batter
carton.
Or whatever.
Yeah. No, she made the batter.
Wow.
Look at you, Jimmy.
If it was hot, you would have just microwaved it.
I mean, I would have done the pour batter. Love the pour batter. And big misconception. You don't have to put that in the griddle. Drink it straight, like having a pancake.
Right. Is that what you do? You get the just add water mix. You shake it up. You just put it right in the microwave.
No, they have like a carton of pancake batter that you can buy in the refrigerator section. You literally just pour it into the griddle. But that's the mistake everybody makes. Just pour it in your mouth.
Wow. So six coffee up in Boca, huh?
Bro, chicken Caesar, change your life.
All right. Well, if I drive up there, then I want you to drive down to Miami because actually,
chicken
not
kitchen,
Miami,
mustard West curry County. Sauce, I'm in.
Nope. Not chicken kitchen. I watched you with two guys yesterday and you were talking about a pizza place up in Boca.
Patsy's.
Yeah. Which sounds delicious. I'm down to go up there as well. I'll come to Boca for a day and
up here. All I do is eat.
Vice City Pizza. Have you heard of this place? It's Detroit.
No, but I saw you post
hockey.
About it and it looked fantastic. I think yesterday was National Detroit Pizza Day, wasn't it?
It was Monday. Yeah.
It looked fantastic.
Yeah. And then even like Giselle Spinales texted me and she's like, that's the best pizza in Miami by far. They opened one up in South Miami too. I think it's the best pizza I've ever had. I know it sounds crazy, but
I love Detroit style pizza. I do love Detroit style pizza.
The undercarriage, you know, I love a good crispy undercarriage.
Oh, one bite, everybody knows the rules, Jimmy.
Yeah, so good, man. Can't believe you don't eat chicken Caesar salad. It's not even a salad. It's like.
That's not shocking. You know he would never eat a chicken Caesar salad.
But if we're talking about an egg salad.
He wouldn't eat a salad, period.
Or...
He doesn't. There's no way Jimmy eats a salad. Do you eat a salad, Jimmy?
No.
No. There's no chance. He needs like very defined foods that doesn't have a lot of stuff going on at once.
Huh?
Like you would never eat... a casserole. There's too much going on in there.
Right.
Correct.
Paella.
No.
Yeah, too much going on. I'm telling you, I know exactly what sets him off.
You wouldn't eat paella? Come on, Jimmy.
There's too much going on.
That's literally like your home dish, la madre patria. You know? That's crazy. So you eat arroz con pollo for sure then.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, so you're at the kids' table. Okay, I got it.
But do you mix it all together, or do you keep the beans, the rice, and the chicken separated?
I love mixing it.
All right, let's check. Okay.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, but it's very obvious. How do you get the beans above the Frank?
Hey. Yeah, I've been meaning to tell you about that Vice City pizza place, man. And it's been hyped up forever. But I'm sitting there and it's like this weird thing where I'm eating food and all I can think about is telling you and Crowder and Jimmy about it.
It looked great. I'm telling you, I saw your pictures on social media and it looked great.
Yeah. The Marlins do play now in about 20 minutes, by the way. They're out in San Francisco. They'll play the Giants. They've won two straight against the Giants.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, this place being a little too cutesy, only open till 3. Yeah, that's the thing about 6. They close at 3.
Well, they call themselves 3.
Or stay open till 6.
Or stay open till 6. I don't like that, by the way. These cafes that close early. Like, I have to go to your cafe on your time. I mean,
they all do. And you know, I love avocado toast. But if I don't get it before the show, I'm done. I'd love to get an avocado toast late night for dinner.
Right.
Can't get it.
So I got to go to this cafe based on the times they think I want their food.
Well, I would imagine it's based on the times that they actually have customers. I mean, I don't. Probably not that much thought given into it.
No, but it should be a rule. If you're a restaurant.
Hmm.
10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the very least. 10 or 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You should be open for 12 hours straight. That should be a law.
And somebody texts in, how about the chicken Caesar wrap at Vinny's Cafe in Boca? That's the chicken Caesar wrap that actually put Boca on the map. But I think 6 is doing it better now.
Damn, I didn't know Boca was known for the chicken Caesar wraps.
Yep. Me.
Everybody DM
chicken
me.
Chicken Caesar wraps.
Everybody DM me your favorite chicken Caesar wrap. No joke. Like I'm on a quest to find the
you
best
like
chicken Caesar wrap.
Warm chicken Caesar wrap or cold?
Both, but I prefer cold.
You like croutons in the wrap?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
In fact, if there aren't croutons, I had one 2 days ago where the croutons are crushed up. And it was fine, but like give me the full
give
on
me the big
crouton.
Yeah.
Nothing I love more than just, I can eat croutons out of a bag.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Wow. I don't think you and I have ever really been on the same page as much as we are right now. Who knew?
I happen to like a chicken Caesar wrap.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
Good to know. I know what to get you for Hanukkah. Hey, chicken Caesar wraps. Shipped to Boca.
That's my menorah. My menorah is 8 chicken Caesar wraps.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866. Now I wish I would have asked Jasper Yakuchonis if he liked
Jasper
chicken Caesar wraps. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, but it is hot and humid. Luckily for me and all the pickleballers out there, the rain has subsided a bit here out in West Kendall. That is your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
You know,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Who this is, Solana? This is a banger, Jimmy.
Kylie Minogue.
So close.
Oh, Talking Heads, right? Can't get enough.
So close. Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode.
Big O would have fired me.
Should I bet a Yerfy or a Nerfy on this Marlins game? Because it starts in like 5 minutes.
I'll ride with you. Let's do it.
Let's see. I got a bunch of bonus bets in my account, too. What do we got here on the Marlins-Giants?
Junk Yerfy is on the mound.
Or Nerfy?
Junk is on the mound for the fish.
Yeah. Let's see. Innings props. First inning. Inning one, total runs. Over a half run is plus 100. Under is minus 130. So you want to bet a Nerfy here? No runs first inning?
All right, I'm in. I also have a 50% profit boost on the FIFA Club World Cup. So
I know. I've got that as well. Yeah. I also have a no-sweat bet up to $50. Get your wager back as a bonus bet if your bet loses. I do that for this?
What else do I have there? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just looked at my finished bets. Stupid Oklahoma City. Couldn't close it out in five. Couldn't close it out in six. Bunch of bums.
I'm doing a $50 Nerfy with the no risk bet. I get it back as a bonus bet if I lose.
All right. Where do I go again for Nerfy?
Go to inning props.
Half innings?
Well, no, go to inning props. It's a little further down.
First five innings? Oh, inning props.
No, inning props, yeah. And then do the under, what you know, inning one, under one half.
Minus 130?
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm in. I'm watching the Marlins here. All right, so yesterday we had an NBA draft special on this radio station. And it was hosted by Solana and Brendan Tobin and Tommy Tighe. And Kasparis Jakučionis was selected by the Heat. And then he called in to you guys to talk. It lasted like 4 or 5 minutes. How long did you have him on hold before you went to him?
Yeah, about a while.
Just can't recapture magic. It's like when it happens organically, that's why we replay things, because when something happens organically, it's really hard to recapture that moment. So anyway, here it is. This is Kasparis Jakučionis, the Miami Heat first round selection, went to University of Illinois, is Lithuanian. He joined Solana yesterday. You'll hear Solana, you'll hear Tobin, you'll hear Tommy Tighe. He joined them yesterday. This is only about 4 minutes long, but here's your first glimpse of Kasparis Jakučionis.
The Miami Heat, Kasparis Jakučionis. Welcome in. You're listening. You're joining the official Miami Heat radio draft party special. It's Brendan Tobin. It's Tommy Tighe. It's Alejandro Solana. You are the newest member of the Miami Heat. How does that sound?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really excited. I'm so excited to just be a part of the program and can't wait to start.
Kasparis, give me a guy you grew up watching and you like to model your game after. Give me like one or two of your favorite players that like you imagine being and that's who you modeled your game after.
Well, now it's very little. I used to watch LeBron a lot and he wasn't the guy that I fell in love with basketball with. And after, when I was in Spain, before going to Spain, I watched Luka when he was in Madrid, playing for Real Madrid. And me, after, I went to play for FC Barcelona. So I spent 3 years in Spain, and now I'm here. So,
how much do you think the Big Ten prepared you for NBA basketball and anything you did before that, either with FC Barcelona or your earlier days over in Europe?
Yeah, I think every team I went to in my career helped me a lot, especially when I moved to Spain when I was 15. I had to learn new language, learn new culture, play with new players, and just I grew up a lot as a person and as a player there. And after that, I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to have harder paths. That's why I went to college. And I think college gets you more ready for sure.
Kasparis, what do you know about the city of Miami? You're coming down to Miami-Dade County, 305. You find out that you're getting drafted by this organization. What's the first thing that pops into your head when you say to yourself, I'm going to Miami?
So definitely great weather, great food and Latin culture. I speak Spanish.
You speak Spanish, right?
Yeah, I speak Spanish. So
Bienvenido, Kasparis.
Muchas gracias.
Kasparis, can you take us to the moment when it happened? Because I understand you didn't work out for Miami. As draft nights happen, you get that call from Miami, you hear from Pat Riley. Like, what was that moment like when you finally get your dream to happen?
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm so grateful to be in this position right now and just try to enjoy the moment. But after that, it's just the beginning of something new, so I'm ready to work.
Was there any specific message Pat Riley had for you?
Not yet, but we'll see.
Oh, it's coming, believe me, to tell you the truth. Pat Riley will have a positive message for you with the game that you play. But last thing from me, how much do you know about the Miami Heat? Not just the current group. You talked about, you know, growing up and watching LeBron play. That's going back about 10, 12 years. But how much do you know about the current club and what you like about the team, if you've seen enough about them to have an idea of what it's all about here?
Yeah, I love the toughness. I like the desire to win every game, going with 100% effort and trying to win every game because every game matters, you know. And just the team plays as a team, sharing the ball well and getting great shots. So I'm just happy to be the part of it.
Have a lot of people reached out to you already? I imagine a lot of family have reached out to you, friends from overseas, friends from college. What's that experience been like? I imagine your Instagram DMs, your phone, your messages, your Twitter DMs, all that stuff. It must be going crazy right now.
I have no idea, to be honest, because I don't have my phone now. My sister has my phone somewhere, so I didn't even check my phone and probably won't check for longer.
All right, Kasparis Iakoutonis, hey, we all really appreciate you joining us. Congratulations, by the way. Must be a dream come true for you. I think I speak for our entire radio broadcast here, but everybody, not only in Miami, but in the Kaseya Center right now, where you'll be soon, we're very much looking forward to meeting you and watching you put on a Miami Heat jersey. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Can't wait.
There you go. That was Kasparis Iakoutonis last night with Solana, Tobin, and Tommy Tighe. Somebody texted in, and this is a fair text. I thought that after Solana mentioned he speaks Spanish, he would do something, not just quote Will Smith. Solana just did Will Smith, Bienvenidos a Miami.
Bienvenido.
And that was the end of it. But yeah, I you know, again, like you said, the young kid, he's literally minutes into being a Miami Heater. You don't want to say anything, and whatever, he handled himself fine, and it was a nice little get to know you. Do you know what number he wears, or what number he wore in college?
32 in Illinois.
And
can't wear that one here. Can't wear that one here, Hawk. That's in the rafters.
Who was 32?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh yeah, that's right. You can't really ask him to have permission to wear that number.
I don't know. Nowadays, like Warren Moon, Cam Ward, everybody seems to be doing
it. Yeah, but those are number one overall picks. It's a little bit different here.
Well, I don't know about you, but I already consider Kasparis untouchable in a trade. So I want that to go on the record. I don't even need Summer League yet. I'm already considering him untouchable.
Well, there you go. He did a good job with that interview. Kasparis Iakoutonis, first round pick for the Miami Heat. In the 4 o'clock hour today, Josh Appel is going to join us. Talk a little Panthers. They acquired a goalie today. Can talk a little Dolphins. Can talk a little Marlins. Can talk a little Matt Mervis being shadow banned. I think Xavier Edwards just popped out to start the Marlins inning. Nerfy intact.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.